Wildcat Insider continues. John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner, all here with you. 537-1350-866-776-1350. If you want to voice your frustrations about basketball, whatever it is that's on your mind. We will close up shop here at 6. We're about an hour away from pregame coverage of that K-State women's game that Mitch was talking about there. Huge one for Jeff Mitty's Wildcats on senior night as they welcome in the Texas Longhorns, who won 19 in a row and have lost 3 straight. Going into this game, Wildcats trying to stay in contention for a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament, which would give them the opportunity to host a couple first-round games for the Wildcats. So I did get this question today when asking for some questions, and it'll take us on a break from basketball just briefly here, but did get asked about spring football and what we are looking forward to the most with spring football. I guess, you know, a month away or so. It's not too terribly far out, but thought, hey, we haven't talked football in a little while here, so I'm open to discussing that, kicking it around today.
I guess I would start with the obvious, and my biggest hope now has changed from what it probably was a month or so ago, and that's my hope to see Bill Snyder out there some for spring practice. Up and above and beyond that, I'm really excited to see some of the young guys and new faces in the program. Some of them will be here in the spring, some will not, but I think it's always an interesting thing when you have to try to replace we're trying to replace Jordan Willis. You just don't do it. I mean, there'll be somebody there that'll do it and it'll do a comparable job, but it won't be to the level of Jordan Willis, and you have to accept that, and that's just the way it is. K-State also has, I think, one of the real key things in spring, John, will be replacing those two starting linebackers and then those two guys in the secondary that have been here for so long, and Donnie Starks and Dante Barnett. Those guys were good quality, solid players, maybe not dominant players, but good players. So those are the two or three things that I'll watch just right off the top of my head. And I love the competition in the springtime because you get those young guys out there and that have maybe been in a red shirt scenario, and now it's time to go.
Go time, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I am certainly looking forward to a lot of things. Now, I have one thing that really does stick out. But since you brought up Coach Snyder, I mean, one, nice to see him at the game the other night. Obviously, he got a huge round of applause when he was there. Have you had a chance to speak with him lately, get an update on how things are going?
I have not. I don't think much has changed on that front. I think he continues to kind of just go through treatment, be there when he can. And my understanding is continues to get lots and lots of cards and letters and what have you. So, but I have not spoken to Coach personally. I hope to get to here soon before it's all said and done. A little tougher during basketball season too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I like the fact that they put on the K-State football Twitter account the picture of the giant card that everybody signed at the basketball game, and
yeah,
just stacks and stacks of mail that he's getting. So I think people clearly are reaching out. One of them was actually, I don't know how many Reddit readers there are out there, but Reddit's college football forum, they had a bunch of people send, I think it was online signatures to him or whatever,
but he
did his typical, he sent a note back, and I saw them post it earlier today and retweeted that, so I thought that was pretty cool as far as he is concerned. So glad that it seemingly is everything's going pretty swimmingly for him as far as that is concerned, and certainly he has a ton of support, which has been just awesome to see over the last couple weeks. The other thing I wanted to ask you about football-wise, and it kind of plays along with Jess on Twitter, who asks who we think the 10th coach will be for the upcoming football season with the NCAA allowing an extra coach. Colin Klein's here, but that's replacing Del Miller, so
right,
you still have another coach potentially there. One, have you seen or heard much about Colin since he's been here? And then two, do we have any idea as far as that is concerned who might be added?
Don't know in terms of the 10th coach just yet. I haven't heard much about it. I have not talked to Colin, but I have seen him. Saw him in an all-staff meeting. But I know Stan briefly talked to him right after we found out that he was coming back to K-State. As you might expect, he's thrilled. Shaylin is thrilled. K-State Nation is pretty excited. And it will be really, really good to have him back. He's a bright, bright, bright young man. Was a terrific player, and I think he's going to be a terrific coach. So it's going to be good having him back, yeah, no doubt.
Slam dunk hire really all the way around,
I
think, for Colin Klein coming back to K-State.
And for all the right reasons, including the fact that he not just played here, but he played for Del Miller. He worked and coached under Coach Miller. to me, that's about as perfect a scenario as you get, because he knows the K-State way, he knows the Del Miller way. There's not a lot of difference there, but you get the point. And I think that is all positive, positive, positive.
And I love the fact that he will be a guy that gets a chance to work not only with Jesse Ertz, but also with Skylar Thompson, which to me, if you're asking back to the original Twitter question, what's the thing that you're most excited to see in spring football? I think, to me, you got to start with Skylar Thompson. Now, that's not going to be the most important thing to the 2017 football season.
Right.
But that's the thing I think most people would be the most excited about, because there's been so much buzz about him and how good of a job he's done since he's been in here, and the talent level that he has, the arm talent that he has. I am excited just to get a chance to have a sneak peek at what he can do.
Well, and I think we'll get a pretty good look at him in the spring, and in particular in the spring game. I hope that is certainly the case. As you know, Jesse Ertz had some off-season surgery. I would say that I haven't been told this, but I'm going to guess that they'll be quite cautious with him. And I don't even know necessarily, you know, what his availability for the spring game would be. And I think that it's probably all right either way, because we've got some other guys that need to have that kind of an experience. But like you, I'm excited about Skylar. I think everybody in Wildcat Nation is. He is a gifted young guy. You're going to enjoy watching him.
The two highlights that we got that they put out with that video at the end of the year for the banquet, I was like, man, look at that.
That
was just two little clips.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to an entire game of it. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to call us here on Wildcat Insider. Let's welcome in Jim from Manhattan, who has a take on the basketball situation. What's going on, Jim?
I kind of have a quick question. So we kind of ran Frank Martin out, right? And we didn't want to keep Underwood. And Weber, we decided to hire. He came from Illinois, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And who his biggest accolades in his coaching has been in 2003 and 2005, which he was with Bill Self's crew, his kids, right?
I think that
the core. I don't know the total ins and outs, but that is the perception. Yes.
So at what point, who do you hold accountable for, you know, these decisions, you know, as they keep going like that?
I'll turn it the other way. Are you pointing a finger at John Curry?
No, at some point, doesn't somebody have to be held accountable for, you know, decisions like that?
Well, I think yes is the short answer. What I would tell you is at this level, everybody is held accountable.
Yeah.
And I certainly. So go ahead. Sure. Go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. I really don't know the ins and the outs behind all that. You know, in there. So I'm just kind of throwing it out there. I wasn't really trying to.
No, I understand. I John Curry hired Bruce Weber. I think this is just me personally. I think sometimes Bruce is probably, frankly, a little bit too harshly criticized on winning at Illinois strictly with Bill Self's players. I think his best years, certainly early there, were probably the holdover of that terrific team. But I do have to say, too, he was the coach of that 37-2 team that went the national championship game. I don't know if you can take that away, in all fairness, right? But on the other hand, I think everybody questions, you know, how it ended there. The last couple of two or three years here, there are probably some similarities, in record-wise, I'm saying. I don't really judge it other than that. I'm not sure how you look at that, but that's the way I think most people would judge it is record-wise.
But, yeah, I just my two cents here to add to it, Jim. I mean, I think it's totally fair to point out that there have been some similarities on both ends, on the high end and the low end here at K-State from what it was at Illinois. The obvious one there on the high end is, yes, he went to – it wasn't just the 1 year at Illinois. I believe they went Sweet 16. I know they went back-to-back Big Ten titles. The second year was when they went to the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, here his first year at K-State, he takes the roster that was in place, which was a lot of talent, and won the Big 12 with it. So I think clearly – I mean, the guy can coach basketball. It's a lot. There's a lot more into building a program than just the X's and O's coaching a basketball. So I think to me that's where it proves the guy can coach X's and O's wise when you're talking about basketball. But then at the same time, this was something that actually got brought up in a press conference on Wednesday after the Oklahoma State loss. His last year at Illinois, they lost 12 of 14 games after a fairly promising start. This year they've lost 8 of 10 after a fairly promising start. So there's been similarities on both sides of that, no doubt.
And that was one of the big knocks I heard with him coming in was he could get out there and recruit, but to sustain it and keeping the kids working together throughout a period of time is where it seemed like it was kind of a fall off.
Yeah, no, Jim, I appreciate the phone call, and I think you make some good points there. I think you make some good points. There is a lot that goes into it, I'm sure, as far as what's going on right now with things. And look, I think everybody also understands that if you don't make the NCAA tournament, I mean, there are going to be some tough decisions probably that have to be made at this point in time.
Well, and that's where we go back to the accountability. You know, these guys, I'm not just talking about Bruce Weber. I'm talking about all of them. You know, they're paid a lot of money these days to win, and there's high level of expectations, and you do have to win. And occasionally you have to, you know, get to the NCAA tournament. That's kind of the goal. So there's some pressure to it, no question.
Well, if K-State's going to get there, they're going to have to go through most likely TCU and Texas Tech this week with a couple wins. We'll look at the week ahead when we come back here on Wildcat Insider.